Morning, everyone. Here's a brand new program. It's Once Upon Our Time with Jack Kilty.
As I walked on Broadway one fine summer day, I heard an old minstrel as a song he did play. I gave him a nickel and then said good day. I-oodle-I-oodle-I-oodle-I-ay.
Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen, with his little theme song that doesn't make much sense, NBC's young baritone, Jack Kilty, comes to you with the first of a series of his own programs. 15 minutes a day of fine old songs and human interest stories. True stories that happened once upon our time.
Well, once upon our time, at 10:45 last night to be exact, I stood at 6th Avenue and 54th Street in New York City, right outside the Ziegfeld Theater, and listened to the echo of a melody coming out. A melody that reminded me of a story. The melody was one that goes like this.
We could make believe I love you. Only make believe that you'll love me. Brother's mind, peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we make believe our lips are blending in a phantom kiss? For two or three, might as well make believe I love you. Or to tell the truth, I do.
And the story is about the man who wrote it, Jerome Kern. Maybe you remember how it happened. It was November 1945, and he was walking down Park Avenue when suddenly he dropped to the sidewalk, unconscious. He was rushed to the city hospital, and for the next week, all those who knew him personally and those who knew him only through his music prayed for his recovery. But this was not to be. And standing in the chapel, his best friend and collaborator, Oscar Hammerstein, spoke the words which were in our hearts. I think Jerry would have liked me to remind you, Hammerstein said, that today's morning and last week's vigil will soon recede from our memories in favor of the bright recollections of him that belong to us. His gaiety is what we will remember most, the times he made us laugh, and the even greater fun of making him laugh. It's a strange adjective to apply to a man, but you'll understand what I mean. Jerry was cute. He was alert and alive. He bounced. And he stimulated everyone. We all know in our hearts that these few minutes we devote to him now are small drops in the ocean of our affection. Our real tribute will be paid over many years of remembering. Yes, our real tribute will be paid over many years of remembering, Oscar Hammerstein said. Whenever a Jerome Kern tune is played or sung, a tune like this one, for instance.
The night was made for love. The night was made for love. The day has eyes for sweet, delicate charms. But nighttime sighs for strong, hungry arms to lovingly hold you, while two lips on fire can lovingly hold you with sweet desire. For like caressing an empty cloud, is night without some love.
What sort of a man was he that wrote this music? Did he come from the Bowery like Irving Berlin? Did he sell his first songs for pennies like Stephen Foster? Or did he spend his childhood on the streets of the Lower East Side like Gershwin? Not Jerry. Jerry Kern had the rare good sense to be born with a silver spoon in his mouth. His father was a well-to-do merchandiser, and for a while it looked as if Jerry would follow father's footsteps. But fortunately for the world, as well as for Jerry, he had a passion for zeros. His father sent him to New York to buy two pianos. Jerry came back with 200. The next day he was looking for a job. He wanted to be a composer. He wanted to write songs, to work on shows. "Give me a job," he said to the producers, "and I'll write my heart out for you." Well, you know, producers aren't easily convinced, and so instead of writing songs, Kern got a job as song plugger for $7 a week. He played other people's songs, but he wasn't even listening to the notes as he banged out one number after another. He was thinking of his own music, which he wrote at night. And then one day he got his chance. Yes, in September 1914, in a theater on 42nd Street off Broadway, the electric sign spelled out "The Girl from Utah." And the hit song? Well, listen, it's still fresh and alive after all these years. "And when I told them how beautiful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl that one could see. And when I tell them, and I'm certainly going to tell them, that I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be, they'll never believe me. They'll never believe me that from this great big world you've chosen." The story of Kern from here on is the story of your memories, the songs you used to sing and still do. Broadway opened its arms wide to him, and every producer camped on his doorstep instead of the other way around. Naturally, this began to show up in Kern's bank balance. No one quite figured out how much money he made in those days, but Broadway gossip had it that he was a millionaire. Maybe he was. Then again, maybe he wasn't. But he certainly had enough money to take up collecting rare books and first editions. Which brings me to a curious sidelight in his life. When buying these rare books, Kern never quibbled about price. And soon every bookseller in town knew and recognized him for a sucker. In due time, whenever they saw him coming, all the rare editions immediately went to the back room, the old prices taken off and stiff new prices substituted. Kern continued buying and the booksellers continued laughing. But the last laugh was on the booksellers. In 1928, Jerome Kern disposed of his complete library for twice what he paid for it. And in the auction room were some of those very booksellers scrambling all over themselves to buy from Kern. Meanwhile, he kept writing one song hit after another. "Don't Turn My Picture to the Wall," "I Told Every Little Star," and a host of others, including a song which was played and sung more often than any other foxtrot. "Who stole my heart away? Who makes me dream all day? Dreams I know can never be true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Who means my happiness? Now who would I answer yes to? When you are to guess, who? No one but you." Well, I think I began by telling you how I was standing in front of the Ziegfeld Theater where the revival of Showboat is playing. Many critics have called it the greatest American operetta, a part of American folklore. Hearn wrote the music for Showboat in 1927, but he did more than write the score. You see, back in 1927, a musical like Showboat was considered revolutionary. It had no showgirls. It had a plot, and it was based on a novel. That was three strikes against it in any producer's league. So Kern had to sell the idea to Edna Ferber, who wrote the novel, to the backers, who would supply the money, and to Ziegfeld, who said it couldn't be done. How did he convince them? Well, he got them all together in a darkened theater, and he sat at the piano and played and sang the songs. My Bill, Can't Help Loving That Man, Cotton Blossom, Old Man River. You can imagine their reaction. You can imagine it because you yourself have gone through the experience of listening to this timeless music. And so, two decades later, we pay Jerome Kern tribute by remembering. Again, the stage of the Ziegfeld Theater is set. The house lights are darkened, the footlights go up, the curtains part, and Jerry's music speaks to us.
Darkies all work on the Mississippi. Darkies all work while the white folk play. Pulling those boats from the dawn to sunset. Getting no rest till the judgment day. Don't look up and don't look down. You don't dare make the white boss frown. Bend your knee and bow your head. And pull that rope until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross. Old Man River, that Old Man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and them that plants them is soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps a rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that barge, don't lift that bin. You get a little drunk and you land in weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But old man River, he just keeps a running along.
Well, that's all for today, friends. I'll be back again tomorrow with more songs and another true story that happened once upon our time. Until then, if you walk on old Broadway on any old day, and if an old minstrel you meet on the way, just give him a nickel and then say good day. I-oodle, 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 I-ay. You've been listening to Once Upon Our Time, a quarter hour of music and human interest stories featuring NBC's young baritone and storyteller Jack Kilty. He'll be back tomorrow at the same time, so tune in, won't you, for 15 minutes of favorite songs and stories that happened once upon our time.
I oodle, I oodle, I oodle.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.